Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Happy holidays. Can we say that anymore? Can we say happy holidays? Yeah, we just can't say Merry Christmas.
That's right. No, next year.
Next year. Yeah, next this year. Is the last year you can say Merry
Damn right.
Christmas.
Get it in now.
And it's the last year you can...
Type amen in on Facebook to everything. Somebody said, we need God back in the White House, some meme. I'm thinking, do they hate the current guy or do they hate the future guy? So I wrote church and state, and then they got confused and went away. I don't know what that meant. I was going to type in, well, there's been 5,000 gods in history, maybe more. Which one? But that would have really confused them. Type amen, Craig.
Amen.
Type amen and share it.
But don't put the Lord's Prayer on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because Zuckerberg will take it down.
No, he won't. It's out there. Because people fell for that. People fell for that.
Well, because I think some of those people want to be oppressed.
That's it.
So they have something to bitch about.
That's true. Because being in the majority sucks for them. Right?
Yeah, because they want to be marginalized so they can whine and complain.
Yeah. Just don't clap when somebody's snapping the ball. We'll get into that later on with Nick.
Oh, God. I hadn't heard about that until yesterday.
Oh, my God, Todd, it was crazy. He literally, even by his own Husker fans, got reamed for that. Win a freaking game, they all yelled.
Yeah. Is the seat hot?
No.
I don't think so.
No. You got to fire all his assistant coaches. That's what I've been reading now. We're talking about the Nebraska Cornhuskers, in case you're listening somewhere else and don't care, because we barely do. But we live here, so we have to bring them up once in a while. But congratulations to Iowa. They beat the Huskers 6 games in a row. You Iowa fans, I know you're enjoying that. I've seen you on the social media enjoying that. Playing with your Husker buddies. We'll wait for Nick for that, because we text Nick during those games. And we're all on a text chain. And Nick is a good sport, because we just pile on, and Nick piles on himself, and it's just a big hate pile. And even though Craig roots for him too, not like Nick, but you still do, yeah.
But you're realistic.
Yeah. Oh, you're not
delusional.
No.
Well, I have realism in other areas of my life.
Yeah, that mean more. You mean right? Yeah.
Well, even my other football teams.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Marginal at best.
Yeah. No, you got Packers are decent.
Yeah, but your other football team looked good. I wasn't sure who I was supposed to root for last night.
Yeah, those interdivision games are tough sometimes.
They are.
I think that you would.
Oh, Todd, you
were supposed to root
for. You
should have
been rooting for the Bears.
Yeah, you had to root for the Bears.
I don't think it makes a difference. I think the Vikings just need to get the win total up right now. Because
yeah, it would make a difference because you have to catch the Packers. You're right. But there won't be a wild card.
The North isn't getting a wild card.
No.
You need to catch the Packers to get in.
So if you rooted for the Bears, they'd have won. No, they wouldn't have, Todd. It doesn't matter who you rooted for.
Right, because right now, I think L.A., the Rams have 7 wins.
But the Rams just lost, yeah.
And the Buccaneers have 7 wins.
And the Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what about the Saints?
The Saints right now are the number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're number one. They're on top of the South, they're number
the
one
NFC
overall.
They beat the quarterbackless, that's the right term?
Broncos.
It'll work.
Yeah. Quarterbackless. Yeah. Yes.
It just comes out.
Well, they had a guy that they called a quarterback.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a quarterback for a little while at Wake Forest in 2018.
But I saw the first part of that game. My son went to watch the beginning of it, and that dude, they had a dude like a split end or a, a slot back just running the ball, and he was doing well.
Yeah, he was he's a running back who's their emergency quarterback.
Right, and
yeah.
he was just running the ball, and they couldn't do it every day. They would eventually concentrate on it.
Well, that's what they started at, like the first series.
They drove right down the field.
It was all Wildcat.
Yeah,
it was just direct snap.
Wildcat,
yeah.
right.
To the running back.
Well, did you see the Hail Mary they threw yesterday? They like the NFL had to smack them down. They had apparently like a quality control assistant coach on offense
yes.
who had – I guess played quarterback at some point, and they said, "Well, can he play quarterback?"
Right.
And they went, "No, he's not a player. Shut up."
Yeah. They should have signed him. They should have let him sign him. What the hell? The guy's probably thinking, "Please say no. Please say no." Because
yeah.
he might have been in shape and young, but still getting hit is something we don't want.
Don't you think in that situation they should have been allowed to bring in a bona fide NFL quarterback?
It's protocols, man.
It's because of COVID. Right?
To bring in any player, yeah. they have to go through those yeah. protocols, and there just yeah. wasn't time.
Yeah, there was a lot of call Kaepernick. Favre was looking to come yeah. back, they said. No one Favre, but people saying Brett Favre wants to come back.
But Blake Bortles has fallen quite a ways because he's on the Broncos practice
squad. Which I didn't even know.
No, I didn't know that either.
Right.
And he was not eligible.
No. Nope. All four of those guys were in close contact without masks on. And
who plays tonight?
That would be the Seahawks and Eagles.
Who plays Tuesday night football?
That would be the Steelers and Ravens.
I'm waiting for that all year.
Yeah. They're making damn sure they get that game in.
It was funny. I was kind of glad they canceled it Thursday night because I'd have been asleep. I'd have been struggling to stay awake for that. Turkey dinner, some wine, holy crap. I'm thinking, oh, they'll play Sunday. Oh, womp, womp. Well, yeah, we'll get into Hammer and Nick when he gets here.
But I like a good Tuesday night game.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Of course,
something
it's my team.
Tuesday night.
I want them to play eventually.
And I think you get the same human melatonin we got last night on that call, the Mike Tirico, Tony Dungy booth.
You're right. They were talking before
God.
That game. I saw the beginning of that your game last night before I turned it over to The Undoing. You okay, Todd?
I swallowed some coffee
okay,
in my lungs.
Okay, good.
Ah.
That's not where they're supposed to go.
Coffee in your lungs.
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, I swallowed some coffee. Well, yeah, you're supposed to.
But, yeah. Use the other hole next time.
So the Viking game yesterday.
The other throat hole. They won, right? Oh, I saw that game.
Okay.
No, I saw the ending. I missed what happened. You said he went from goat to hero.
Right.
He caught the touchdown.
It's 24-21.
Who?
Carolina is.
Got it.
And they punt the ball, and Chad Beebe, son of Don Beebe of Chevron State.
I was wondering who it was, yeah.
Chad Beebe of Northern Illinois fumbles. He muffs the punt.
Is so, Chad Beebe biracial?
I don't know.
He looked pretty white. Am I looking at the wrong
guy?
Yeah,
he's pretty white.
Well, so is Don Beebe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I messed that up. I was thinking somebody else. I was thinking, oh, who's the guy who used to play for Kutztown for the Bills? Black guy. Receiver. Same time.
Andre Reed?
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was confusing Andre
black.
Reed and Beebe.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, they
completely
are.
Different.
Yeah.
So the Vikings, this was around the 10-yard line.
It's strange when people are different.
And the Vikings hold them to a field goal. So it's 27-21 Carolina.
Right.
Well, after Beebe fumbled, I said, nah, screw this. And I went out to wash
Fairweather fan.
Went out to wash my truck
because
I'm not a
fan.
Real fan because I'm pretty sure they've lost.
Yeah.
And I get back home and Christy says, they won.
Holy crap.
And she said, you should have seen the look on your face. I was like, how the hell did that happen?
Field goal. I saw it. Saw right. the ending.
So
Kirk Cousins was clutch.
Yep.
He was. And so I rewound it because she hadn't touched the TV. And at 27,
she knows better.
27-21, Kirk Cousins marches him down the field, and Chad Beebe catches the touchdown
pass. Right?
They go up 28-27, and then their guy misses
and
the
then
field.
And then they throw a bomb against them to get in the field goal range. I'm thinking, they're going to blow this game.
Yeah, they had like 40 seconds left and
yes.
no timeouts.
Yep.
And
yeah.
They got in range, and then he just.
And a major bomb, three guys around them to get to like the 50-yard line. I said, oh, the Vikes are going to blow this.
6 seconds left. And they tried a field goal.
Todd is getting ready with the noose right now. Sorry.
And they missed the field goal.
And that thing was – that looked like me off the tee box. That thing shanked
yeah,
so hard.
He was
I mean,
to,
that was –
54-yarder.
But, I mean, he had the leg, but he just really hooked it.
I'll tell you, he was the most ripped field goal kicker I've ever seen. That dude is ripped.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some other athletes at kicker right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but this guy
– and many
this
that
guy,
aren't.
This guy was ripped, like upper body muscles.
I like the guy
sexy.
From, the guy from Indy, their kicker, he wears the rec specs underneath his helmet.
Does he really? Okay.
Yeah. He's a rookie. And he looks like he's 14.
There's a couple other kickers
Let's
in the NFL.
Let's stick to the tape.
They're pretty athletic.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them
yeah.
are. But this guy was ripped, though.
Not that chick
you don't
who,
see ripped.
Who kicked off for Vanderbilt.
Cool. Vanderbilt sucked so bad in score. And good they gave her that shot to kick that pooch kick. Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool story. I wasn't gonna crap on that story. I thought that's a cool story, you know?
The Sarah Fuller story.
Yeah.
I guess it's all right.
Yeah, I saw some screenshots of social media last night, and apparently the social media took care of crapping on that story.
Oh, of course they do, yeah.
Oh, did
like
they?
SportsCenter put it up on their Instagram, and somebody screenshotted just in the first hour, the comments were
just
so
misogynistic crap.
Oh, God.
Well, to be fair to those people, they did fire the head coach after that.
It wasn't because of that.
That wasn't what they were commenting on,
so they
Craig.
Went, they went 0-8 and they fired his ass?
Yeah, well, yeah. Right after that game, or the next day, they fired the head coach right. there of
well,
Vanderbilt.
That's the school that Franklin left after he made a name for himself winning. It's tough to win at Vanderbilt. I mean, he won at Vanderbilt. They hired him at Penn State because he's a Pennsylvania guy. This dude come in after him. But they were 0-8. They probably picked the wrong week to fire him.
But Clemson and Alabama.
They should say, we didn't fire him because he's 0-8. We fired him because a woman kicked off. I'm joking, by the way. That was a good story.
Derek Mason, former NFL wide receiver.
Yeah, it was? Okay. Yeah.
Right. If Vanderbilt's not 0-8, they're not trotting out a chick kicker.
Well, no, I think their kicker had some
there was
COVID
wrong.
Issues.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, yeah. They're 0-8. Yeah. They had the other kickers
That's
were
the
gone.
Reason.
It was down to her, basically.
Yeah.
And she just kicked off in the second half, right?
Yeah. And it was a pooch kick.
Yeah. Yep.
Did she kick off any
on purpose
that?
A pooch
one,
kick?
One kickoff.
No, they didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
They would have had to have scored to have her kick off again.
Right.
Well, she was ready to kick off. She was practicing extra points and field goals all week long. Yeah.
Okay, had they scored, she would have brought in. They would have brought her in for the extra point.
They said she was one of the options, and who knows? They didn't score.
Yeah. We'll
she
never
is
know.
Actually their soccer goalie, the women's soccer
right, yeah.
goalie.
They national champion.
Yeah, national champion.
Oh, she's goalie.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about that, too, over the weekend. That makes sense. The goalie probably has the strongest leg because they're used to kicking
kick it
all
way
the
down.
Way to the other end of the field.
A lot of them do, yeah.
That's right. I forgot goalies have to kick every once in a while.
Yeah.
And they kick it like a flat-out punt.
She was cute.
They do.
She was cute. She was 6'2", though. 6'2", built like a linebacker.
Not built like a linebacker.
Well, that's what they're talking
built
about.
Like a goalie.
She was. Yeah, she built like a big goalie, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw when she kicked off, she just left the field.
Oh, they wanted to get hurt?
Right. She wasn't going to tackle anybody.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If the situation came up.
Coverage!
So the football coach at Vanderbilt.
Coach. Now, is that girl going to dress up this week? Not dress up, dress again this week?
The COVID's probably fine.
The other kicker will probably be back.
Oh, got it. Right.
From COVID.
All right.
So the coach here, he's... He had a 27-55 record in his six seasons at Vanderbilt. He is the sixth winningest coach in program history. 27-55.
It's a pretty smart school in the SEC's a football conference, obviously.
And if they dress her this week, it'll be in something pretty.
Once again, we don't want to S all over the story. I think it's a really cute story. A good story. So, they also fired Patricia for the Lions.
Yes, and their GM.
Who else got fired?
That's too bad. I like them.
You like him staying coach there, right?
Yeah, I'm with Craig on this one, actually. I like the trajectory the Lions are going.
Yeah, see,
that's one of my favorite things when opposing fans, and I love it because I've done it before too, want people that have losing records to stay as coaches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're seeing that locally.
Both Craig and I.
I'm going to say no, keep them.
Want Matt Patricia right. to continue as coach in the Lions.
We do. Yeah,
every time they fire a coach, there's another chance they might get it right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And obviously Matt Patricia wasn't, so
a lot,
keep
right.
him.
How long was he there?
Three seasons. I said it out loud during that game on Thanksgiving when they were getting their ass kicked. I went, they're going to get the coach fired.
Yeah.
And the very next day, he's out.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
NFL closing all team facilities to in-person activities today and tomorrow, except for the teams that are playing today and tomorrow.
Okay.
It's the COVID, they say.
Wear a mask. Push Lawson, uncle, he told us.
That was
a cousin uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, second cousin would be basically.
Some distant family.
Right.
Yeah.
Grant Pierce out of Arizona is a fisheries biologist. He also enjoys teaching other people how to fish. He had a great idea, Todd.
He's probably annoying as hell.
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm all for great fishing ideas.
Yep.
Well, it's a fishing idea.
This might be a great one. We'll see.
If he tells you don't bother, it's a great one.
For some.
Don't bother.
Do something fun instead.
Some of us kind of like it.
He says that while using a laundry pod to do his laundry, he came up with an idea he calls chum pods.
Oh.
Oh, brilliant.
He puts bait inside of water-soluble pods. The pod dissolves in the water, and the bait spills out surrounding the hook,
that saves you
making fish more likely to notice it, he says.
And you don't have to touch the worm.
Yeah.
Genius.
Touch the worm.
Oh, yeah, because it's inside the little plastic pod.
Yeah. For you squeamish fishermen.
I imagine there's some time issues on that.
Unless he finds a machine that does it, right.
Oh, where it has to dissolve?
Well, to put the worms in the pod.
You can't just leave your worm in the pod and have the pod dissolve and then go, take a nap.
Right.
No, you got to pay attention.
And your pods probably have an expiration date. You don't want the dead worm in there.
But it's going to diffuse. You know, it's going to dissipate and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
still, I'm fascinated by this idea.
I bet you those pods break down pretty quickly. Once they hit the water, the dissolving process starts.
So it's
not more than a minute or so.
Saliva breaks them down, I've heard.
If you eat them, yeah.
Yeah. But don't.
Don't.
No, I think it would be safe to eat the bait pods.
It would.
I don't think so.
No,
it's not safe to eat bait now.
No, it's pretty disgusting.
You branching out from the dog treats now?
It depends on the bait.
Sampling the bait,
doesn't it?
Yeah, but if it's bad bait, you get sick on it, you know?
Yeah.
Old bait, old fish heads.
But it's probably safer for you than Tide detergent.
Well, everything is.
That's a low bar.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably just looking at some food poisoning, stomach issues.
And maybe death.
Diarrhea.
The good stuff.
But take the bait pod challenge.
You first.
They probably won't kill you.
They're going to be calling them chum pods. He figures he's going to have them out in the market next year.
More chum good pods. Advice from your Uncle Todd.
Yeah.
Sometime. Chum pods. The governor of California reversing parole for Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten. It's the fourth time.
They gave her parole, too, didn't they?
Yeah, it's the fourth time. The California governor has blocked her release. The second time, this governor has done it. So they would have allowed her out four times.
Yeah, I've seen stories about her. I mean, she's like a chaplain in prison and blah, 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 and all the good stuff. She's done everything right. She's been there for 50 years, basically. Almost 50 years, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she's
and I'm not
71
saying,
now, yeah. Serving a life sentence for helping Manson kill people in 1969 when she was 19.
Yeah, she was actually at the house killing, too, right? I think that's why.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
At the scene?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. It's up to them. But, you know, I'll tell you what's become my go-to movie I stop on all the time now. Because I love it. I think it's better the second and third time. Is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's based around the Manson thing. But
there's a lot of layers to
that.
Just
a lot of layers, and it's just a great one. And I keep stopping on the scene where two days in a row, I think I stopped on the scene. I just clicked over. It happened to be the same run where Brad Pitt kicks Bruce Lee's ass. I just love that scene. Yeah. It's just a great scene.
That's on Stars, isn't it?
No, this is on it's on one of the movie channels now. Yeah, Stars.
That was, I don't get Stars.
Yeah. You've seen the movie, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I saw it in the theater.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You and Todd both did. I love that movie.
I still say that car wouldn't dent that easily when he throws Bruce Lee into it.
No, that kid's
that thing was made out of steel.
I know.
And that Bruce Lee was like 120 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, and you're right. And a car
he would have bounced off that thing.
Yeah, 1969 car.
And maybe Brad Pitt is that strong.
No, no. I called BS on that in the theater.
Yeah.
I went, no, he wouldn't have, that car wouldn't have dented like that.
Yeah. No, that's, you threw him pretty hard, but you're right. When those cars back then were hard.
Yeah. Those things were tanks.
Speaking of death, I don't think we were, but.
We will.
Who died?
David Prowse.
Yeah. Darth Vader died, basically.
Right.
All right.
23 players had him.
We're back live after a long holiday weekend. Hope you were safe at your super spreader events.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.